enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, developed and produced by Norman Lear.
Those were the
days. A Merry Christmas sign hangs above the Bunker's table.
Ma, this turkey is sensational.
Mm-hmm.
Michael and Gloria smooch.
Gloria, I love your stuffing.
Archie fixes Michael with a long, hard stare. Archie turns to Edith.
What was that for?
What, Archie?
What was that for?
No, I didn't mean what, meaning what did you say? I meant what, meaning what was what for?
What other what was there, Edith? You sighed.
Did I sigh?
Yeah, you sighed, and you heaved it right over this direction. It's like trying to eat in a wind tunnel.
Gloria glances at Michael.
I'm sorry. I must have done it unconscious.
It's the way you go through life, Edith.
The table is full of food.
Daddy, be nice. It's Christmas.
That's what was for. I guess I sighed because somehow it just don't seem like Christmas.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Ma.
What do you mean you know what she means?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say that Mom means that we're all kowtowing to Madison Avenue in the almighty cash register. Yeah, she means that Christmas has been exploited by big business. It's a victim of crass commercialism.
Oh, my, did I mean all that?
You know, Michael's right. Christmas is never like what you read about. Nobody ever sits around the fire roasting chestnuts and telling ghost stories.
Maybe that's it, Archie. We got no chestnuts roasting on the fire.
Edith, how long have we been living in this here house?
20 years.
20 years? In all them 20 years, you ever happen to notice any fireplaces anywhere?
No.
So maybe that's why we don't have chestnuts, huh? Because the house happens to be heated by radiators.
That's right, Archie. And radiated chestnuts wouldn't be the same.
Archie rubs his head.
But it ain't just the nuts. It's the bubble.
Huh?
The bubbles are missing.
Oh, jeez.
I think what Ma's trying to say is you're not your gay, bubbly, Christmassy self, Daddy.
I am gay. I'm gay. I'm as gay as everybody here.
He leaves the table with his beer.
Hey, you sure could have fooled me.
Michael follows him.
What's the matter, Arch? You're acting like you're giving up on Christmas this year. Why are you so down? Where's your Christmas spirit?
What do you mean? Who do you think hung the wreath on the door, huh? One of Santa's gnomes? Don't be telling me I'm down, huh?
Well, maybe down isn't the right word. Maybe it's more like low. Like this tree you bought.
The tree is short and wiry with few ornaments.
What's the matter with the tree?
Well, Archie, look at it. It's not exactly the king of the forest.
Yeah, or even a prince.
There ain't nothing the matter with this tree. A little decorating wouldn't help. How come nobody put the star on it this year?
Well, I tried, Archie, but every time I put the star on, the tree fell off.
Well, I don't care nothing about that. I wasn't laying out no 20, 30 bucks for a big tree.
He sits in his chair.
Maybe if my fame had give out their Christmas bonus as usual, well, then I'd have laid out big as usual. But they didn't. They're cutting back. There was no bonus, nothing.
Gee, You really are down.
I ain't down. I'm up, up, up. Who was the first to yell Merry Christmas this morning?
Michael was.
All right. I was next then, huh? Jeez. And didn't I bring your coffee up to bed like I do every Christmas morning?
Yeah, Archie.
All right. That shows you I ain't down. You got to be up to remember to do a thing like that once a year.
The family is sitting around him.
Archie, something must be bothering you, otherwise you wouldn't be in such a mood.
I am not in no mood, Dad.
Oh, gee, Daddy, you didn't even join in the Bunker Glee Club this year.
What a Bunker Glee Club.
Yeah, you didn't do your fa-la-las.
I fa-la-lawed in the kitchen. Maybe you didn't hear me.
Well, okay, then let's do it again and we'll hear
you. Yeah, come on, let's go.
They stand behind Archie.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la.
La 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 la.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
La 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 la, will ya? That show I ain't down? Huh? I'm up. Now, just leave me alone, will you? Let me digest my dinner.
Hey, it's Carolus. Oh, right on the front porch.
Oh, don't they sound great?
Oh, my. They look so sweet.
They've been torturing us with that racket for 3 days.
I'm going to give them something.
Oh, look at Edith running me into bankruptcy, feeding them panhandlers.
Edith opens the door to the young group.
Very good. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Archie.
I call it the statement of peace. I am sick of people wishing me Merry Christmas whilst they're picking my pocket.
I never saw you sick of Christmas before.
Yeah, Daddy, you always liked Christmas carols.
Yeah, everybody likes Christmas carols. You know, I remember when I was a kid, my family used to sit under the tree and sing carols.
He glances at the Bunker's Christmas tree.
Of course, we always had a big tree.
Did you always have a big mouth, too?
Well, I mean, we didn't buy our tree in a parking lot from Ferguson Supermarket. No, our tree came down on big trucks all the way from Ontario.
Hey, what did you mean by that?
What did I say?
You know what you said, Ontario.
Archie, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't be a wise guy. You know what you mean by that, Ontario.
Archie, wait a second. Ontario's a province in Canada.
Did you tell him about Ontario?
Oh, I never said a word, Archie.
Daddy, what's your problem with Ontario?
Well, she said it again over there. What are you two trying to pull anyway?
What?
Listen, Professor. Suppose your boss has said to you, get off a special shipment right away to London, huh? What would you do?
Wait a second, Archie. Yeah,
you'd have
sent
it off to London. You'd have sent it off to London, England. Who the hell ever heard of London, Ontario?
I heard of London, Ontario.
Ah, well, it's the stupidest thing I ever heard of, naming two places in the world the same name.
Archie, lots of places have the same name, like Odessa, Russia, and Odessa, Texas.
Yeah, Birmingham, England, Birmingham, Alabama.
New York, New York.
Will you stifle yourself? Now, don't be talking about that tree no more.
Right.
They sit.
I didn't see you laying out any big dope for Christmas cheer.
Oh, Archie, what about that lovely electric carving knife they gave
Yeah, well, what about the cigars?
The cigars? Do you call these things cigars here? When I smoke a cigar, I want to feel tobacco between my teeth. Not one of these plastic penny whistles.
He holds one up.
I take two puffs of these and I'm singeing the hair inside my nose.
Thanks a lot, Daddy. We happen to think you might like a small cigar for when you don't have time to finish a big one.
I always finish a big one.
Even if it takes 2 weeks.
Sweet tipperoos. Smell like they was dipped in a can of Fliss.
Gee, just because you're in a bad mood, you don't have to say our presents stink.
I never used the word stink. All I'm saying is that Christmas presents, they ought to be individual-like.
Oh, you mean like what you gave us? Box of his and hers handkerchiefs?
Listen, if you don't like them, you can give them back. I told you I didn't get no bonus this year.
It's the thought that matters. I love my her handkerchiefs, Archie. How did you ever get him to split a bar?
Sure. I started talking about individual presents. Like the time that Gloria here was a little girl. And you wanted a real China dolly and a dollhouse. A real one. I couldn't afford that. I was climbing the walls trying to raise that money, a buck here, a quarter there. Then just before Christmas, the boss gave me my first bonus. You know, I could have kissed the guy. I ran out of there faster than Jesse Owens. And I went out and I bought you the most beautiful China dolly in a dollhouse you ever seen.
That's a lovely story, Daddy. But I don't remember that doll.
That's because you never got it. Your father had too much to drink.
Stifle yourself.
When coming up the front steps, he tripped and fell.
Stifle yourself.
He wasn't hurt, but the dolly in the house was smashed to pieces.
Why can't you stifle?
Oh, get that, will you, meathead? Because I don't want to look at nobody.
Archie glances at Edith.
Jeez, you got a wicked memory.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Please, don't tell me you're delivering milk on Christmas Day there, Wilbur.
Oh, no, this ain't no delivery, Archie.
Oh. Well, then what could you possibly be here for?
Well, you see, Mrs. Bunker, when I come by yesterday, you was out.
But I left the money for our milk bill with Mrs. McNabb. Didn't you get it?
Oh, yeah, I got that money.
Oh, good.
Wilbur stares down at Edith, then glances at Archie.
Then what do you want?
Well, it's a little bit embarrassing having to ask, if you know what I mean.
I know what he means.
I don't know what he means.
Well, you know, it's that time of year, ain't it, when everybody's giving.
Who's giving me? Nobody. I'm one of the guys that gets took. Nixon's worrying about wage and price controls. When's he going to stick on a little tip control?
Well, I ain't asking for no raise. Just the same tip as last year.
Oh, that's nice, Archie, ain't it? Yeah.
She runs to her purse.
What a break for us, Edith. You're going to think it's nice when the two of us are going over the hill to the poorhouse.
That'll be the day. With the kind of bonuses your firm handed out this week?
Hey, Wilbur, ain't your family expecting you home with them on Christmas Day?
Wait a second. Archie's firm gave out bonuses?
Oh, yeah. Your old man Feeney down the block told me your boss come through this Christmas as usual.
Feeney's crazy. There wasn't no bonus.
Are you kidding? I seen a new vacuum cleaner Feeney bought his missus with the bonus money.
Edith gives him the tip.
Happy holiday, everybody.
Hi, Wilbur.
Wilbur leaves, and the Bunkers crowd around Archie's chair. They glare at him, and he peers at each one.
Now, who are you gonna believe? Me or a big-mouth milkman? I'm telling you, Feeney got any extra money, it was some back pay he had coming. Because the firm didn't give out no bonus.
And why did Wilbur say that your boss came through this year like he always does?
Yeah, I wonder how Mrs. Feeney's enjoying her new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it's lucky for her. Feeney got his bonus.
Ma, you'd enjoy one of those new canister cleaners. They're very powerful.
Yeah, great for picking up big pine needles from big Christmas trees.
Michael and Gloria stand behind Archie.
Stop it! Stop it, both of you, this minute! If your father says there was no bonus, there was no bonus!
Archie sadly glances at Edith, whose eyes grow wide.
Yeah. Why don't you go on, help your mother clear off the table or something.
Come on.
As they leave, Archie steps over to the Christmas tree.
We came upon the midnight.
Oh, these singers are going to drive me out of my nut. Get the hell away from this door!
He opens the door and comes face to face with a nun. Archie stares at her sheepishly as she holds up a donation tin.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, oh, Merry Christmas, sister there. Hold it, will you? Hey, Edith, you got your bag?
Yeah, how do you do, sister?
Edith grabs some coins.
Here you are. Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait. You know, we can do a little better than a half a buck.
He pulls a coin from his pocket.
Well, it's a dime anyway.
Bless you. Goodbye.
Why do you leave me alone like that to answer the door?
He walks over to his chair.
One thing I can't stand about this time of the year. Everybody's out on the make, including all your churches.
Oh, Daddy, she was just collecting for the needy.
Yeah.
I love the way those children sang. It came upon.
Ah, will you start with your selfie? I mean, just for change, can we have a little silent night around?
Oh, all right. Song!
You're scraping a knife. You know, I think when you was a kid, somebody must have dropped you on your throat.
Gloria and Michael start kissing. Noticing them, Edith grins.
Oh, look at this back here. Hey, get out from under the mistletoe. You're making it droop.
Archie, will you quit being so sore?
Yeah, Daddy, cheer up. You're acting like Scrooge.
Ah, don't Scrooge me. The only one around here that understands the true and solemn meaning of Christmas, which is a time for peace and quiet contemplation.
Oh, but I think you're allowed to be jolly, too.
Sure you can be jolly, Edith. Just be jolly with your mouth shut.
She sits beside him.
Just sit there and think.
Think what?
Ah, don't be a dingbat, will you? Think religious thoughts.
He sips his beer.
Oh, drinking there, Daddy, that's real religious.
What's the matter with that? Geez, the Bible's full of wine. Oh, no, God don't have nothing against taking a drink to celebrate his son's birthday.
Archie, there's no proof that Jesus was God's son. That's fairy tales.
Ah, come on, you meat-headed atheist, you. Gee, they don't give you a holiday for fairy tales.
On the couch, Michael and Gloria exchange a knowing look.
All over the world, they celebrate the birth of that baby. And everybody gets time warp and wait. Now, if that ain't proof that he's the son of God, then nothing is.
Archie, I'm not saying that a philosopher named Jesus didn't live in those days. I'm just saying that there was no proof that he was the son of God. Like I said, it's fairy tales.
The Bible ain't fairy tales, dear meathead. The Bible is facts all the way, right from the beginning, when God made the world in 7 days.
6 days, Archie.
7 days.
No, on the seventh day, he rested.
Well, maybe half a day, Edith, but the other half, he went around checking on what he'd done. And he made us all one true religion, Edith, Christians, which he named after his son, Christian. Well, Christ, for sure. That's the way it was for a long time. One religion. So they started splitting off into all them other denominations there. Your Catholics, your Presbyterians, your Lutherans, etc., etc. There. But there's still only one true religion to this day, and that's his religion up there.
Yeah, and of course, that's the one you belong to, right, Arch?
Geez, I'd be kind of stupid if I didn't, wouldn't I? I tell you, my heart goes out to a lot of guys I know. Yeah, they spend their lives believing one of them offshoot religions, you know. Sending their kids to them there, giving them money, running dances for them. And then in the end, they get up there and they find out they was fooling around with the wrong one all along. That's sad, you know that? Hold it, everybody. I'm going to get that. There's going to be no more panhandling from this door today.
He opens the door. Henry Jefferson beams at Archie. He's dressed as Santa Claus with a black beard.
Who are you?
Henry pulls his beard down.
It's me, Jefferson.
Oh, jeez. Well, how was I supposed to know that?
It's Mr. Jefferson dressed up like Santa. Come in. Yeah,
hold it. There's more to me.
Mrs. Jefferson and Lionel enter.
Oh, I hope we are not interrupting anything.
Oh, my, no. You're very welcome.
So you're supposed to be Santa Claus, are you?
Ho, ho, ho.
The two men stare at each other.
You look more like the rabbi to me.
Oh, Henry is playing Santa down at the youth center. So we thought we'd drop by on our way and leave this off. I baked it myself.
Oh, look, Archie, a lovely fruitcake.
Yeah, much obliged, Mrs. J.
Thank you, Louise. Come on, have some eggnogs. Look, Gloria.
Oh.
I see you go for the latest thing in Christmas trees. Yeah, the Japanese dwarf species.
Mr. Jefferson, you want some eggnog?
I sure would. Thank you very much.
I hope it's not too strong for you.
Well, Merry Christmas, neighbors.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Everyone drinks.
Oh, this is great eggnog, Mr. Bunker.
You ain't just whistling Dixie there, Lionel.
Oh, I never do that.
Sit down and we'll have a nice visit.
Yeah, come on. Sit out, all of you. As long as you're here, you might as well sit. But not my chair.
Henry sits in Archie's chair.
Is that a new coat, Louise?
Yes, isn't it beautiful? Oh. George gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh.
No, I ain't seen your husband George since you moved in there, Mrs. J. What's he doing with himself?
Well, he's home watching the new TV we gave him.
It sounds like you're having a wonderful Christmas.
We are. And how did you do, Edith?
Oh, well, Archie got me a lovely box.
We all give ourselves kind of personal items to Mrs. Jefferson. We don't talk about them.
Come on, Louise. I'll show you what Archie gave me.
Don't do that, Edith. Oh,
what's the matter, Bunker? You don't look too good.
What do you mean? I feel fine. I feel just fine. But while we're on the subject of looks, you're going to play Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus was white and so was his beard.
I told you to say that, Uncle Henry.
That's ridiculous. I'd look silly with a white beard. And who said Santa Claus was white?
Oh, come on now. I had the same argument with you about Jesus. To go over old ground again, but the fact is, Jesus is white and so is Santa Claus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Bunker. When I was a kid on Christmas Eve, the guy that used to fill my stocking was black.
Well, let me tell you something.
I think we ought to get going. You know the kids down at the center, Uncle Henry. Come on, let's go, Ma.
Hey, Lionel, can we go with you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, great.
Hey, Ma, you don't mind, do you? We won't be long.
No, go right ahead and have a good time. Thank you, Louise. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Bunker.
He makes a V.
Peace.
Archie stands and shifts over to his favorite chair.
Oh, Archie, wasn't that nice?
Nice? What do you mean, nice? What's nice about it? Guy comes into my house dressed up like a famous white person. Sits in my chair. Then he goes out on Christmas Day making a pinko sign like that.
He makes a V.
I didn't know peace was pinko.
Oh, read it. Listen. I wanted to tell you something.
What is it, Archie?
Well, it was about that thing before I...
You want to thank me for understanding about your Christmas bonus, don't you?
Why don't you never wait for me to tell you nothing? I want to thank you for understanding about my Christmas bonus. See, I didn't want you to think maybe I got the bonus and blew it on something else, or maybe I was like too stingy to spend it, you know?
Oh, I never thought that, Archie. I guessed that you didn't get your bonus this year because of that mistake you made down at the plant.
You guessed that, huh?
Oh, yeah. I figured that when you sent that shipment to London, England, instead of London, Ontario, they kept your Christmas bonus as a fine.
Yeah, see, they kept my Christmas bonus as a fine.
Thank you for telling me, Archie.
Well... I guess it ain't such a bad Christmas after all, huh?
Edith smiles and takes his hand.
that was great. Yeah, there must have been 200 kids down there.
He takes Archie's chair.
Where's Daddy?
Upstairs.
Is he in a better mood?
Back the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la
la la la la. Tis the season to be jolly.
La 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 la.
Get out of my chair, meathead.
Directed by John Rich. Written by Don Nickel. Mike Evans as Lionel. Noam Pitlick as Wilbur. Melvin Stewart as Henry Jefferson. Isabel Sanford as Mrs. Jefferson.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Script supervision, Norman Lear, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. Associate producer, George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. A Viacom presentation.